We know that Tycho plays Oblivion.
Now, that's true.
So you might get the horse.
Exactly. And honestly, this would give me a chance to talk about the game at length, because I've played it a lot more.
You've played
more
a lot more, yeah.
I mean, every night. Like, that. Oblivion is essentially my MMO.
It's not M.
Well, I know.
Or M. Or O.
It isn't any of those. But I'm saying that is, like, my nightly role-playing thing. Like, it has sort of filled that space. Yeah. But, yeah, I guess you could tool around on a horse, but no one would see it.
Yeah. See, that's a
fundamental problem.
Something really, I don't know if there's, like, you could write a post about this or something, but it seems to me like I've been playing a lot of Kingdom Hearts, you know?
Yeah.
And MMOs have sort of ruined single-player gaming for me. Like, I'm investing all this time in Kingdom Hearts, but I feel like it's wasted. It's wasted time because no one else sees it.
Well, you know, There's two things. It isn't just that other people aren't seeing it. It's that it's not accruing
right
in a permanent way.
It's like I put so much time into WoW, and now I have my, you know, my rank 10 armor. I can walk around and people be like, dude, check him out in his rank 10 armor, right?
Right.
All that time I invested has this.
It's real.
It's real.
Well, it's as real as anything virtual right. is.
But I've been playing Kingdom Hearts every night, and I'm, you know, what am I now? Probably 25, 26 hours into it. And I love the game, but I feel weird playing it.
Yeah. No, I totally understand it. And it's really crazy. Raph Koster, do you remember meeting him? It was at one of those E3s. He's one of the guys that designed Galaxies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So he said, it was in some kind of speech, it might have been at GDC, like I don't remember the context of it,
yeah.
But he said that he called single-player games an aberration,
yeah.
Which most people took to mean that he was some kind of idiot.
Yeah.
But it's sort of an interesting statement, like that this was just this phase, like playing games by ourselves was this phase.
Right.
And we went through it, like adolescence.
Yeah.
And now we have graduated to connected social experiences that are persistent.
Right.
I mean, it's sort of a weird broad brush thing to say, and the terminology was definitely inflammatory.
Well, yeah, he obviously said it to get a reaction.
And he did.
Yeah.
But that is an interesting way to think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like I'm sitting there playing Kingdom Hearts. I feel like, God, I should, you know, if I'm going to spend 4 hours in a night playing a game, I should invest it in WoW, where, you know, I can get that rep, you know, with Aerithor.
You can keep it. So accruing abilities in an RPG context, that is not enough. Like, that is not satisfying enough for you.
No.
Like, getting the new keyblades and stuff like that. Like,
well, I mean, like, last night I got the new form. I got Wisdom, which is hot.
What does it look like? Well, actually, maybe you shouldn't say.
Well, I don't want to spoil anything.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's like...
I might play it.
It's more of a magic form.
Yeah.
He does more. He fucking flips out and does this crazy magic shit.
Apprentice type shit.
Yeah. And it's awesome, but it's like, it's not the same feeling as getting, you know, the crawl blade or something.
Yeah.
You
or
know,
saving like, yeah, the rarity. See, that's the other thing.
Right.
There is something that is dangerous, I think, and addictive about.
Oh, yeah.
About the rare. There is something about the rare drop.
Yeah.
That just obliterates other types of gaming experiences.
Yeah. I mean, I'm enjoying it for the story, which, I mean, I guess is what a single-player game sort of has to offer, this narrative, right?
Yeah.
But
A richer narrative.
Yeah. And I'm loving the story. But I do feel like my time, I feel guilty after a night of playing Kingdom Hearts, right? I mean, maybe that's just my own sickness, you know?
That might be it, but, I mean, it's just...
I can't be the only one who feels that way.
It's just that time, that four-hour block, and I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, we both have kids. It's
so valuable.
Yeah, I can play games from 8 to maybe 11:30 or midnight.
Right. I mean, when we're here, we got shit to do.
Yeah.
You know, like, we're actually doing shit.
So when I think about that block of time...
It must be invested in a way that will continue to pertain.
Right.
Yeah, to your life.
I think it's dangerous.
It is dangerous, and that's why I'm glad to be fucking out of it.
Yeah?
Yeah. Anytime somebody came up, I proudly say that I am not hooked into that thing.
Right.
Like, I am here to tell you that there is a period where you will feel guilty.
Right.
This period you are in is real. I've experienced it. When you emerge from that place, it is profound. The freedom, yeah. Sir, the freedom that you will feel
yeah.
when you eventually escape. And I'm assuming this will be after the Frozen Throne expansion in 2010.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see myself escaping anytime soon.
No, I know. But I'm just telling you that over here...
On your side of the...
Good times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's got to, every once in a while, you gotta feel pains for it, right?
Yes, much as the addict might.
Yeah.
Might look at the track mark on the inner arm and long for that release. Yes, certainly from time to time I do suffer.
Yeah.
But the rest of the time, just the bliss really is profound.
Yeah.